just wanted to speak on the Kos Shel Eliyahu. The Kos Shel Eliyahu is the fifth kos that we pour around the time of Hallel. When we finish benching, we pour the Kos Shel Eliyahu. We then open the door. We say Shvoch Hamascha, and that's the general procedure that we have. Perhaps based on the fact that we open the door when we pour the Kos Shel Eliyahu, or based on the fact that Eliyahu HaNavi, there is record in Jewish literature that Eliyahu HaNavi visits the places of certain Jewish affairs. So the common folklore is that Eliyahu HaNavi visits the Seder and drinks from the Kos Shel Eliyahu. There is no source in Shulchan Aruch, Rishonim, anything in between, that Eliyahu HaNavi comes from the comes to the Seder, and there is no source to say that he drinks from the Kos Shel Eliyahu prior to the times of the later Achronim. However, it certainly was a minhag in the times of the Achronim to pour a fifth kos and to refer to it as a Kos Shel Eliyahu. And this is the minhag Ashkenaz. If you look, there's a interesting tshuva from the Maram Chagiz, one of the great Sfardi Gedolim, where he differentiates between the Ashkenazi way of doing this and the Sfardi way of doing things, but he does encourage that the Sfardim should do it as well. Now, the question is, where does it come from that we call it the Kos Shel Eliyahu if there is no actual source that Eliyahu HaNavi is going to visit the Seder and no actual source that he's going to drink from the Kos? So the Chok Yaakov, which is one of the important commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch in this area at Hilchos Pesach, Chok Yaakov records that there is a minig to pour the fifth kos, and there is a minig to open the door because of Shvo Chamascha, meaning we're going to say Shvo Chamascha El Agoyim, that's based on the Sefer HaManig, who writes that people don't lock their doors on the Leil HaSeder because it's called in the Torah Leil Shemurim, and we feel that we are safe on the Seder night. We have extra shmira, at least from spiritual mazikin, and therefore we open the door and we say Shvo Chamascha LaGoyim. We're not afraid of the Goyim, and we are willing to allow Kadosh Baruch Hu to do his thing and to protect us. And it's not actually that we are opening the door for the sake of Eliyahu HaNavi. However, Chok Yaakov adds that there is a concept called Benisan Nigalu Uvenisan Asidin Lehigoyel, right? And if Eliyahu was to come to begoil us on this night, we would want him to find a nice open door so that we could join him immediately. And therefore, this is perhaps the idea of preparing the fifth kos, that in case Eliyahu HaNavi were to come and to announce the Geula Shlema, the final redemption of the coming of Mashiach, so then he would be able to come in and partake of the kos, and we could drink a l'chaim in honor of the coming of the Melech HaMashiach. However, this does not indicate that Eliyahu HaNavi visits the Seder on a regular basis. Be'ezras Hashem and Mirtz Hashem, he should come this year to announce the Geula, and we'll gladly share with the Kos Shel Eliyahu with him. We'll pour him whatever kos he wants to drink. But in the end of the day, there is no source for Eliyahu HaNavi coming on the Seder night, and the door being opened is really not being opened for the sake of Eliyahu HaNavi. It's being opened for the sake of Shvo Chamascha. But nevertheless, if Eliyahu were to come and redeem us, we would want him to be able to run into the house as quickly as possible. Right? Similarly, you have the Mishnah Berurah. He writes that there is a minhag to pour the additional cup to show, just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us, he'll send Eliyahu HaNavi to redeem us now. And that's also found in Aruch HaShulchan. It's clear they view Eliyahu HaNavi, and they do not view Eliyahu HaNavi as coming to the Seder on a regular basis. So where did this business come from, that we call it the Kos Shel Eliyahu and we think that Eliyahu HaNavi actually comes to the Seder? So perhaps the link is that just as there is a source in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that says that Eliyahu HaNavi has to come to the Bris Milah, and this is actually Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that we should prepare a Kisei Shel Eliyahu, and we should really believe and have in mind that Eliyahu HaNavi is coming to visit every single Bris Milah that we have. Why? So Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer explains, because Eliyahu HaNavi was a Kanoi, right? That's part of the link between Pinchas and Eliyahu, that they were both Kanoim, and Eliyahu HaNavi was a Kanoi, and he, sent a number of accusations against the Jewish people towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you have to attend every single Bris Milah that happens to show that, you see, Klal Yisrael keeps the Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and there's, you know, a lot of your accusations were false, and therefore you're going to learn your lesson by visiting every single bris. So we're mechabed Eliyahu Navi for his presence at the bris milah. So perhaps the link that exists between Eliyahu Navi and and bris milah, and there's a link between bris milah and the korban pesach. So Mela, we could suggest that that's where the source for Eliyahu Navi coming to the Seder comes from, that there is a link between Pesach and Mila, and Eliyahu Navi comes to the Mila, so Mela comes to the Seder as well. Okay, it's a very weak link, but it is found in the Tshuva of the Maram Chagiz, which is written in the early 1700s. So that would be the earliest source that I am aware of that discusses that Eliyahu Navi might come to the Seder on an annual basis, or at least rationalizes the fact that it makes sense for people to say that Eliyahu Navi would come to the Seder on an annual basis. But it certainly contradicts the earlier sources, and the earlier than that sources say nothing about it. So what do you do with the Kos? The different achronim have different suggestions what to do with the kos. The Chasam Sofer says leave it over for Kiddush the next morning, because we want it to go from mitzvah to mitzvah. Sometimes people just want to pour it back in the bottle. That's legitimate. I saw quoted in the Minhagei Chabad that the fifth Lubavitcher Rebbe would not pour the kos back in, because that he held it was a kos pogum, because Eliyahu Navi had drunk from it already, so therefore he would add a little bit to the kos and then pour it back into the bottle at the end of the Seder. Okay, so that's, you see, another source that perhaps Eliyahu Navi does come, and even that he drinks from the kos. So that's an interesting thing. So one other source for where the name of Kos Eliyahu comes from, I saw a beautiful explanation in Rav Nevetzal's Haggadah, where he writes that one of the major sources for where we get the Dalet Kosas from is from the Arba Lashonas HaGeula. And those Lashonas of Rautzesi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakachti, however, there is a fifth Lashon of Geula of Vehevesi. Right? So Vehevesi was that I'm going to bring you into Eretz Yisrael. But Lemaisa, all four of the Lashonas of Geula, we were fulfilled to the people to whom the promise was made. They were fulfilled to Klal Yisrael. Whereas the fifth Lashon of Geula was not fulfilled. That door died out in the Midbar. So he said, well, when is it that the fifth Lashon of Geula will be fulfilled? Only Ad Sheyavo Eliyahu. So what we do for the other four kosos, we pour the kos in honor of the promise, and we drink the kos in honor of the fulfillment of that promise. But the fifth kos, we only pour it, but we don't drink it. But when will we drink it? Ad Sheyavo Eliyahu. When Eliyahu HaNavi comes to finally announce the redemption of the Jewish people and the eventual Tchias HaMesim, and those people come back to life and have the zechus to live out the rest of their existence in Eretz Yisrael, then we will finally drink the Kos Shel Eliyahu in celebration of the Kiyum of the promise of Eivesi.